All right, this is the World of Controversy podcast.
Episode 42.
Oh, boy. Sorry about that, y'all. This is the World of Controversy podcast, the podcast that gives you all forms of controversy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Woo! I feel good today. Rob, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. We got a good episode for you guys. And we got a great guest for you guys.
A really good guest. Yes.
Would our guest like to introduce himself?
Yes. How are you guys? My name is Lab Tawab. Most people know me as James, from my formal life, but I'm just willing to. I'm glad I'm here at the podcast. Finally, I've heard so much things. I've seen so much, so I'm just wanting to contribute.
Okay. Sound good. Hey, listen. I know that it's been a long week and stuff, and we had a really good start to this season. I think this is about to be a banger or two. We got Lab Tawab in the building. We've been talking about getting this guy on for a while. He's listened to some episodes of ours, and we're just super excited because this guy, he's about to bring some heat, and I know Julian, he's been talking about this topic for a little bit, too. Episode 42, World of Controversy Podcast. My name is Jerm Griffin. We got Jay Wizzle, Julian Robb in the house.
Yes, this is Jay Robb right here. The one and only.
The one and only. The great, I heard.
The great. Yes. Jay Robb, the great.
Super important. Julian, what are we talking about today?
Okay. So, we're about to get into these black leaders. We're going to talk about black leaders, our current black leaders, where are our black leaders at, black activists. We about to get deep, y'all. This is about to get deep. What we need in our communities today.
Yes, and specifically black American leaders, and probably more specifically within the framework of the 20th century, civil rights movement, black power movement, and before and after. I'm super excited. I don't even know where to start. Rob, what you thinking?
Let's start here. All right. So, black people, we went from slavery. Well, first, let's go back even a little further. We were kings and queens. All right. Over in Africa.
Uh-oh. Genesis?
Not yet!
This song got to be here. My question mostly to the people really be... given everything, the chaos we see within our community, when choosing a leader, I feel like we have to, know what we want first.
Okay.
What's the outcome looking like first?
Okay.
Because if you don't got a clear look on the outcome,
okay,
you're not going to like any leader, really, if they're not with your ideology of the outcome.
Right.
So we have to have a unified... equation, the sum of the matter,
I
have to be unified so that when we pick somebody, they will see what we're about, and they'll be a great leader for that.
Right.
I feel like mostly people waiting for somebody to come out of the woodworks and just say, come follow me. That's not going to work like that. It's not.
Right.
So until we as a unified people have a real big picture of what we want, we're not going to have a leader.
So you're saying that the black agenda isn't specific enough for you? No, it's not.
I don't.
That's what he's saying.
Wait. So you're saying the black agenda is not enough?
It's not. If we all
get together, right, as black people, and say this is the agenda we are going to fight for.
Uh-oh, he's sipping his water. It started. He's drinking the right water. Uh-oh.
You don't think
I'm with him. No, Rob, talk to me, man. That black agenda he's saying is too general. That's why we ain't got no leaders now.
I mean, ask your question, brother.
Okay.
I hear you.
That's too general. Okay. So, what else do we need on top of our agenda, because I know we need more than the agenda, yes.
Okay.
The unity part stretches so far that that's really the first and foremost that we need to be worried about.
Mm. Unity. Okay.
How are we going to have a unified big picture if we're not together anyway?
Okay.
If you, me, and him can't agree on nothing.
Right.
Then how can we find a leader to lead us all three of us? Okay. And all three of us is going to reject the leader. Like I said, if we don't got an idea of what we wanted this to look like.
That's interesting.
Then how are we going to look? Are you going to look at the leader like he's just one of us? And it shouldn't be the same. The leader should be a leader. He should be up here.
Dang. No, whoa, mm-hmm. man. That's Messiah politics.
See, I don't like people putting names on things. I feel like it's healthy.
Okay.
I feel like as a father, right?
Right.
If he don't got order over his children.
Right.
Is he a good father?
No.
Mm. Okay, so the only thing is flipped. We all grown, right? Most of us don't even like our fathers.
Right.
And now we're looking for a leader.
Yeah.
Most of us can't bow to a man that teaches. A man that taught you can't even have to be a father. I didn't grow with a father, but I have an elder who taught me. And that's who I bow to, because he saved me. I was in the street, and I was doing whatever I was doing. And it wasn't until I talked to him that I was like, dang. So, as a man, I'm saying, like, don't walk around bowing to any man.
Yeah.
But the man that you bow to should be about something.
Okay.
And everybody bows, though. You just don't think you bow.
Dang.
Like, when you see them dudes or whoever, girls, and they're idols. They're bowing to them. You ever see a concert?
Yeah.
Remember them old Michael Jackson concerts?
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
No, he's about to go there. I'm like, we already got that.
Yeah.
These stars, these movie stars, that's
what I'm doing. And I do want to hit on that. I do want to touch on that. Rob.
Yeah.
Taught me, dog. And he's already bringing it up, and I wanted to bring this up in the show anyway. These musicians, these cultural icons. Now, Lob to Wob. Yo, James, he pretty much saying that we're worshiping them. Is that one of the reasons we can't have a black political leader or some type of black messiah to help liberate black people? Is because some of us are so focused on quote-unquote musicians and cultural icons. Is that the key?
Well, as in our community, entertainment is one of the key things. Mm. I think entertainment is the key thing worldwide, okay? Mm. Especially here in America. Here in America, the only thing we offer to the world is entertainment.
Dang.
Entertainment and our army.
Mm-hmm. It's the greatest export, American entertainment.
Yup. American entertainment and our army. Why do you think we are in Saudi Arabia right now? They got our army and they got our entertainment.
Ask a question.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Put the mic a little closer, brother. I want to hear you.
I'm sorry.
Speak up a little more, too.
I got to ask this question. It's two questions. Two-part question.
Oh, come on. Two-part question.
I like this.
Do you find us entertaining as a people?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Yes,
right.
I do.
I do that.
But some of it is sad, but yeah.
That's what I'm about now. My next question is, do you take us as a joke?
Yes. Sadly, yes. Look, Rob looking at me. When I heard that boy, I knew it was a joke. Bro, I knew after that,
bro. And this is the thing we gotta understand. Every culture, there's no culture, no people on the planet without entertainment, music, or your own art, or whatever they got going on. And some of them is just food. Everybody got their cultural thing. The problem is, us here in America. When we got here, they erased our culture. And we kind of been constructing our own culture, which would have still been music and stuff like that. It would have still happened, but you see how that's in the forefront and what's important, it's in the back. That's what happens. And that's what happens when I say all those other cultures, they got entertainment and music. The difference between them and us is that none of those cultures stayed under their oppressor. Every one of those cultures left and continued their culture.
Interesting.
Every single one of them.
That's an interesting point. The Irish
left, the Asians left, everybody left.
Right.
And did their own thing. and kept their culture intact. We are the only ones that felt comfortability under our oppressor and allowed them to tell us our gods, our cultures, our leaders, and all of this stuff. Not that we wouldn't be making our own music, but we say we're looking at these stars and these and their movies and their music, and it's like, that's why I asked, are we entertainers? Yes. A lot of us are entertaining, but are we a joke? No. Why are you looking at the dude who's rapping about killing and drugs as a leader? As a leader for your people. The movies ain't about nothing today. Like, I feel like, you know, me growing up, I feel those better movies maybe when I was growing up. But whatever, I don't sound too old. But it's like today, everything's skewed. And it's a comfortability that I don't know if we were just comfortable. I think we get so strong with people that we do find comfortability in messed up situations.
Wow.
That we're that powerful in my eyes. That, yes. You know, I feel like most people would crumble under these situations. Most people would break and be strong. But that don't mean that we should remain here.
Okay. Mm.
That doesn't mean that because we can't cry about wanting better if these are the things, this is the limit that you're willing to go. This is, you're not willing to go further than that, then you're not going to get that big picture that everybody should have.
Okay.
That sounds good.
I think it makes sense. I think we're just, a lot of black people are looking at the wrong people to be leaders, and I think entertainers are there to entertain. Athletes are there to dribble that ball or throw that ball.
We entertain. That's all part of entertainment.
Yes, it is. So we can't look to them for any type of political liberation at all. As good as some of their talking points may sound, that is not their skill. That is not what they trained in. They're not trained in taking a group of people oppressed and economically down in the system of capitalism and bring them out of the situation we're in. And that's going to take some skilled thinkers. That's going to take professors. That's going to take some people working with the working class, understand race theory, understand economics. It's not going to come from people who their whole life was working on their vocals, their whole life working on their drum set, whole life working on their, you know, the ball, and you know what I mean? Yeah, that, why would we even comprehend or try to get some type of political liberation from these people?
I'd be wanting to know, because it'd be funny. Like, I don't want to take their voice away from them either, though. But you should be no more than help. You shouldn't be the leader.
No.
You should be the dude that's helping fund the situation. Or when the leaders got their conventions or their lectures or whatever they're doing, you should be... You should be the music. You should be the entertainment there.
Yep.
You should be the entertainment there. Why are you sitting in the crowd with us? You should be up there with us. If you want to talk about this stuff like they talk about it anyway, when it's time to talk. I don't agree that the news is time to talk. I don't think that. I think the time to talk is before the news. Because usually the news is telling you what happened already.
Right.
You should be there before it happened. You should be in these neighborhoods or any of this stuff before the tragic things take place.
Interesting.
The news is entertainment too.
Yes.
Controversy. Yep. The news is entertainment too. They are actors as well. Just reading off of a little screen.
In fact, I would go as far to say not only is the news entertainment, the news today is using entertainers to spread quote unquote the news, quote unquote, the agenda. Why would we care what an entertainer has to say about this political process or what this actor has to say about that actor in Black Lives Matter and this actor coming at this actor? And yo, that's kind of how they're distracting us. Like, how about we find out what this pastor is saying about it? How about the news tell us what this politician has to say about it? And instead of finding out what Jay-Z, Beyonce, or Leonardo DiCaprio got to say about climate change and BLM. Like, no, those aren't, we should not consider these people's opinion when it comes to our livelihoods at all. They don't even understand our struggle. Half of us we work jobs, all three of us, you know what I mean? Oh. And, you know, these cats don't comprehend what we're going through.
Mm.
Mm. They do not even understand it. You could tell by their entertainment that they don't understand the common man.
No.
Shoot, they should say shit on the common man. Excuse my French. They disrespect the common man.
Yep.
They got.
Oh, if you broke, you ain't.
This music.
Yo!
Got not even just the music, the movies and all the shows, everything. Got these entertainers that y'all looking at as leaders.
Yep.
Don't even like you.
Yep. I was thinking about something, Rob. In fact, Rob, I was thinking about something. Why all these movies, have you ever thought about this? There's at least one character, oftentimes it's the main character, one character in the movie that gets famous or gets rich. Do you know anyone in real life who has gotten famous or have gotten rich? No.
Not personally.
But why are so many movies based off of this one character that gets rich later on by the end or gets mad influential? Why they don't make movies like, remember Pursuit of Happiness or that kind of stuff? Like, you know, movies about regular people doing regular things and something funny happens, you know. And I'm not saying it's all movies, but a lot of movies almost always have some rich character. Remember Dumb and Dumber and, like, the one girl was trying to date, the one dumb guy was, like, trying to get with the one rich girl. And it's always something like that.
Or something like that.
Yeah, someone's the mayor. So, oh, I got a friend who has a mansion. No, it's always stuff like that. And they're really playing our mind. And I know we're getting slightly off topic. I'm going to try to, you know, Rob, maybe you can try to reel it in. But I just want to say, like, we got to pay attention to some of the stuff they're putting in these films.
Look at this off topic. That got to be talked about.
Mm. Well, that is to keep you from... That's to keep you dreaming, brother.
Yes.
Keep you dreaming.
Yes.
Keep you in a state of dreaming.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I think you're right. Let's go back to... And let's actually start name-dropping names, since this is about black leaders.
Wait, I got to say something about that.
Go ahead.
I don't want to get this bottle real quick. The leader, should see beyond all of the stuff that we're talking about.
Mm.
The propaganda, the agenda, the dreams, the fake social cues, and even depression and all the stuff that goes on amongst our people. He has to see beyond the
he or she. Or they.
I'm gonna finish because I know y'all got. Look, I got you. I'm about to finish right here. I gotta say he. I would have to say he or they. Only because in my eyes, uh-oh. I'm sorry. This is how I was raised, trained, how I observed the world.
Okay.
The strongest face on the face of the planet is a black man's face.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
That's right.
And that's not taking anything away from my sisters. I promise you. Because you want leaders too.
Yeah.
And it's for us all. And the only reason why I would concur with they is because the most threatening thing on the face of the planet, and I'm talking about to people that's other than us, is a black family.
Wait one second.
The only thing that would be stronger than that man sitting by himself, you gotta think about it. The thing that's stronger than a man fighting for himself, the worst fight is if he's fighting for his wife or his children. That's a worse scenario. Mm. He would go further. Fight. He will make sure in that fight that certain things that happen. So
let me tell you, wow, we are in studio. We're the Controversy Podcast. We're in studio. Listen, y'all, they're drinking their water right now. I might have to sip my water. He just gave us a banger.
He said the
only thing stronger than a black man, black family. We got Lob to Wob in the building. James Smallwood. We're in the building, and I'm super excited, Rob.
Yo. Okay. Now, real quick, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about our black leaders, right? Mm-hmm. We can go back to Martin Luther King. We can go back to, you know, Malcolm X. We can go back to Marcus Garvey. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do y'all think there will ever be someone that can pick up that mantle of where those guys led us?
I, That's me.
All right. If anybody you want to hop in that, I got a whole another answer, but
I've been waiting for y'all to name drop some names.
Why you don't want to name drop?
Only because on the way up here, right?
Yes.
And it's funny because I thought I would name drop so crazy, but on the way up here, I'm on my Lyft driver.
Yes.
We talking, I'm sorry. We talking.
Uh-oh.
And he was asking, hey, what's we going, da-da-da, just asking, and I told him podcast, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And as we talking, I said, I don't like to compare where we are today to where we were back when, because like I said, we have to see a big picture, right? Back when they saw a bigger picture.
Yes.
They saw at the time the people, not even just the leader, the people wanted to be led somewhere. And they all knew that they did. That's why even in their failure, we still look at those leaders the way we look at them.
Right.
Because it's failure, because it didn't work. Right. We still here. We still going through what we going through, and we still not, but they're better because they did more.
Okay.
They did more, they cared more. They were the ones in the streets. Like I said, I like watching black men speak. My favorite black man to speak is James Baldwin.
Okay.
Just if anybody knows, he's very articulate.
Yeah, he is.
That's my guy. He's a novelist as well.
Okay.
And a screenwriter. My favorite black, smart as a whip. Exactly. And that type of mindset shows me it's like they have to be above what we're going through. They have to be. At that time, all of them wanted liberation.
Yes.
All of them did. Today, we all don't. And I could say that proudly because as many black men comfortable here.
Yep.
Many black men. And not saying that you shouldn't be, but you shouldn't be so much so that if we're having a conversation about making stuff better, you shouldn't be so comfortable here that you're speaking against other black men that know something's wrong here.
Yeah.
You're speaking for the society and the structure and the messed up, corrupted system that's going on.
Yes.
That's what you're doing when you do that. So they wouldn't have done that back in the day. The common man wouldn't have done that back in the day. But today, they give you so much BS, so much food and so much money and so much whatever it is that you want.
Escapism.
Exactly.
Comfortability.
The dream that you were talking about is easier to put into their minds.
Yes.
And make them obey. Everybody's going to bow. You're going to bow to them.
Yeah.
Mm. You're going to bow to your fellow black man, or you're going to bow to the powers that be. I don't know, whoever that is, running this whole thing,
okay,
that's what it is.
Okay.
But you're either going to bow to them or you're going to bow to your fellow brother or sister. That's really what the case is, and you're so boastful. And I see this all the time. I'm sorry, I got to say this. Our people are big-headed and boastful and powerful that they don't even know what help is.
Right.
You go to your friend or whoever for help. Like, what Cat Williams say? They make you feel bad, like, they interrogate you, you know, you call them for help, and they interrogate you.
Okay, that's a good...
But that's without a leader.
I'm going crazy.
Now, Jerm, I want to hear your answer real quick.
I think a lot of our people do follow different camps of people. Remember in the Bible when Paul was talking about, some of you people follow Christ, some of you people follow this of Peter, this of Luke, this of James, I follow John the Baptist. Some of us, I feel like, still got that mindset of, I follow E.B. Du Bois. I don't follow Frederick Doug, I follow Frederick Doug. I don't follow that E.B. Du Bois, or I'm Malcolm X all day. Dr. King was a Mason. Or, I'm with nonviolence, so I got to follow Dr. King, but I'm not really with the Malcolm X stuff. And then we got the Garvey people and the Umar Johnson people. You know what I mean? And we got
the Farrakhan people.
The Farrakhan people. You know, and I think this is one of the reasons why this podcast is so important right now. Mm-hmm. You ask, where are our present leaders? Mm-hmm. We have them, but I personally believe some of them are just talking heads. Mm-hmm. Some of them are bought out.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I really believe it's divide and conquer, even with black liberation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, divide and conquer, even with black liberation. Do you guys hear that?
You can quote me on that. It's divide and conquer, even with black liberation. Yes. I'm Black Lives Matter, but hey, I'm not with the socialism stuff. And I'm communist, but hey, I'm not Hebrew Israelite. Y'all ready for me to start preaching or nah? Nah, yeah, y'all not ready for me?
Wait.
I think we ready.
You know, go. Ready, but as of right now, I think it's time to take a break.
I love it.
I like that.
We'll be live on the IG.
We stay live on the IG, though. So, my brother, Tosilab, is going to entertain you guys. He's going to rap for you guys real quick. All right, everybody, we're back. Actually, you're supposed to say, we're black.
We're black. We're black. In the studio, live to Wob. My name is Jerm Griffin. We got Julian Wizzle, J-Rob in the building. Julian, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great. We're on episode 42?
Yes, 42. We're the Controversy Podcast. People been congratulating us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, good job, man.
Wow, thanks, man.
I've been watching, like, podcasts a lot. And when he showed me, y'all, I told him straight up. I'm going from the beginning up to
wow.
And I'm like, I seen it, and I'm like, the thing I like most about it is the authenticness.
Dang.
It's so real. That's why I wanted to come, because it's how it made me feel like I was sitting there with y'all. Just what I say, y'all need an audience, because I feel like I could just sit here and watch y'all talk to somebody else or whatever. Like,
right.
That's how I was. Why I felt like I'm in the crib or my work. Sometimes at work, listen to the podcast. I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm there. I forget my work. I take a break too long. I start sitting down too long.
Dang.
I'm just like, cause y'all be bringing out the heat.
Wow, listen, that really puts smiles on my face.
Yes.
Y'all bring out congratulations. I'm saying,
thank you.
Nobody will tell y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all congratulations.
Thank you. All right. Awesome, independent podcast. Thank you so much. All right.
Talking about these black leaders.
Black leaders.
Black leaders in our community. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go to it, right? All right, guys. And I can say this, right? The closest thing we got to a black leader for this modern time, right? Who would y'all put?
Like I said, I don't think it's one. So that's a trick question. I do not think it's one. I think we got some pseudo leaders. I think a lot of people may say someone like Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton.
A lot of people would say Al Sharpton. And some people, if we're talking about some of the most powerful black people, I think one of the most powerful black person today is Kamala Harris. On paper. She's the vice president of the United States.
My brother, you ain't gonna say Louis Farrakhan?
Yeah, Louis Farrakhan is up there too.
To clarify, I just wanted to clarify. You said Kamala Harris is the most powerful black woman today?
One of the most powerful black women, yeah.
And who was the man, the most powerful black man? You're talking socially though, right? Just socially. I actually have the power.
Political power?
I don't think we should.
If we're just talking political power, I'll say Barack. Barack or the guy who's the head of the senior, Secretary of State or whatever. Secretary of Defense.
Elon is damn.
I don't know politics like that. Mm-hmm. My bad. What was you saying, bro?
No. Obviously, they're not about black liberation.
Yeah, that's what makes me kill him. That's what made me take him out the race.
What?
Like, it's like you would pick a black leader or something, but with the knowledge that they're not fighting for what you're fighting for. For me, that's an automatic no. Mm.
Right.
I don't vote.
No.
They're not fighting for what I'm fighting for.
I think you're right.
I'm not voting. If I have to choose between the lesser of two evils, I'm walking away. Mm.
I think you're right.
Because you're inherently evil if you choose.
I think you're right.
Now, I say Louis Farrakhan is one of our black leaders.
He's very strong.
Yeah.
Oh, you're wrong. Now, another person I would say, and we all three of us know this guy.
Okay.
As Dr. Umar Johnson.
Yeah.
I gotta say yes.
Yes.
He's a perfect example of what I was speaking about earlier, about the big picture. What do you want?
I'm not
in full totality agreement with everything that he's doing. But I'm gonna be honest and say I don't know everything.
Right.
So, and one thing I feel like amongst our culture, it's real easy to discredit people.
Right.
Yeah. It's real easy. Like, it's real easy. Like, they'll love you today and hate you tomorrow.
Yes.
Like, really like that. And I'm talking about amongst the masses. So, I seen Dr. Umar become the most loved dude and then the most hated.
Yep.
Like, almost overnight.
Yep. Because we're not together. That's our thing.
And we're never going to choose anybody.
And to hit on your part of black unity, because for black people to override the system, right?
Yeah.
We need four things.
Okay.
Black unity, mm-hmm. black power, black economics, and black love.
Mm. Okay.
They are the greatest thing.
I agree.
Outside of that, I can't think of nothing outside of that that wouldn't sound less than that.
Now, out of them four things, the greatest thing you're going to need is black love.
Mm.
Black love. Yes. Because through black love, you get so much black unity. Through black love, you get the black unity. Through black love, you get the black power. Through black love, we get black economics because we can come together and put our money economically, which economic is an important thing in this American system.
I want to position them in what I think they're like more
the
important.
Most important.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna say from greatest to least. You say unity, economics, power, and love.
Yes.
I feel like I would put unity first. Then I would put power. Because first we unite, and we have to recognize our power, and we have to use it for the economics.
Okay.
So how
economically we can love each other better? Because we got to realize, again, we got a lot of people on our side that's not fighting for us.
Okay.
So how do we get through that without black love, brother?
The unity, the beauty of you dividing unity and love is unity is I'm going to come with you because you're black. Not only because you're black, but I'm going to be knowledgeable that you're black and fighting for what I'm fighting for. We both in a struggle, and you know this. So without the love, we can find understanding. We will understand each other without the...
Dang.
I feel like the love need to come in. Not last. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to put it last. It's hard for me to put it last, but just to make sense of everything. Because you're going to love people that hate you. And black people that hate you, too. We kill each other, too.
Yes.
So we got to make sense to me. You got to make sense. The economy... Our economy is jumbled up. Like, it's not working how it's supposed to.
Okay.
Our economy is literally structured for their economy.
Right.
To make them better. And stuff like
so, that. My brother. Mm-hmm. I have black love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of this hate that we have towards each other. Mm-hmm. The black love is, I won't kill you, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
For some bickering beef that we have, my brother. For a little misunderstanding, my brother. For a little argument we just had. Now I'm mad. I don't want to kill you. But black love keep me from doing that. Black love is, brother. I don't even know you, but I love you, brother.
Mm.
Let's join together and make something.
Mm.
Build our people up.
Well, I have to just ask one question. Like, you see me at work, right?
Yep.
I approach people the same way.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, King?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But beyond that, do you see me, like, extra buddy-buddy with everybody?
You don't have to be extra buddy-buddy with everybody.
I just want to answer. I'm trying to get something.
Just walk with me real quick. No, I don't see you as extra buddy buddy.
Okay,
and so, I'm not saying we gotta be extra buddy buddy.
I'm not saying that's just what you're saying. I'm saying that again, we gotta make sense of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I got enough love in me to approach every black man the same exact way.
Yes.
Everyone gets the same.
Yes.
You've seen it. So this is how I approach all of them. But beyond that, once that's the love already, that's the love, I'm going to give you the respect of a king and the love of a black man when I first meet you.
Okay.
Okay.
So I tell people that if you fall out of kingship with me, because I gave it to you when I first met you, I didn't have to respect you. I could have walked past you. I couldn't have said nothing to you. But because I know the way everything is out here, I feel like it's my duty. Mm. It's my duty to know what I know and act on what I know. Mm-hmm. I know that we don't have, just like we don't have to know each other to love each other, what we see more readily out in the world is we don't have to know each other for me to hate you either.
Okay.
So me knowing that, why wouldn't I put that first? And the only reason why I put it before love is because it's unity. That's not really love. It's unity. That because we're together, because we're both black, and because everything's working the way it is, we just want to stick together. I just didn't want to put love. That's the only reason why I didn't want to put love first. It's because of the enemy behind this line with us.
Okay.
The enemy that's sleeping in the same village with us. That we don't really know. We got to keep our eyes open. And it's not until this war pops off that we're going to see us shooting each other when we thinking that we already was, you know what I mean? Because your wife is that color, or because your husband is in that field, or because you believe in that. You know, we got these ops in our circles. They're behind enemy lines, but they're safer because of the love we're willing to give.
Right.
Just like with other races, the love we was willing to give.
Right.
And look at how it happened.
Let's take that further, because that brings me into my next topic I want to talk about, and that's COINTELPRO, the pretty much the manipulation of the FBI to the radical black groups during the 60s, 70s, stuff like that. Mm. Pretty much the name of the game is... the memo for COINTELPRO came out in like 1967 or 68, and pretty much the name of the game was neutralize, people, black radicals that were gonna incite violence. Well, that's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we know that there was more about it, like black liberation.
Sketchy stories.
Right. And the memo had about 5 points, and one was we had to make sure there is no black messiah. And there was some people, they were specifically looking at people like King, people like X, people like Carmichael, Sophie Carmichael, and there was one or two others too. Elijah Muhammad was on the list.
Muhammad.
I think there was someone else. These are like, obviously.
There was a couple of,
And, the name of the game was neutralize these people, and then the other name of the game was, I got it written down here somewhere, it's called discredit black radicals to first white liberals, and then to other black radicals, because the discredit thing, it's not just good for us to discredit you. If you're preaching good word to, like, your congregation and to, like, one or two people, oh, I don't believe that person. No, they got to discredit you to, you know, more than that. They got to discredit you to your peers. They got to discredit you to the masses. And I think that's why some of this stuff going on is such big news for today. We get one or two black people that are, like, starting to get, like, really... quote unquote powerful, and then you'll be like, whoa, what happened to that person? One scandal could take a black leader out. And one mistake, and oh, there's an old video of him or her doing this with this and that. And you're like, dang, they really are still using COINTELPRO. They're still using like discredit black leaders, neutralize black leaders.
Well, that's
problem. That's the reason why we don't have black leaders. And I want to go as far as to say, even people like Umar, even people like Louis Farrakhan, they're throwing names like anti-Semitic. They're throwing names like homophobic. They're using these big terms that the working class, all they got to do is read, and some of the masses already get a bad taste in their mouth, and they're like, oh, I'm opted out. I'm not fooling with it. I'm not doing nothing with it because this person is quote-unquote anti-Semitic. This person is quote-unquote homophobic. We're the black leaders. People just like me and you, not only do we have good ideas, but people actively trying to organize our communities. We are the black leaders. We can't let them discredit us. And when we start hearing discredit, people trying to discredit this person, that person, start thinking about where these people are getting funded from. Where are these people really coming from? And you'll be like, you know what I mean? Who are you to say that this person is doing this or that behind closed doors? You know what I mean?
Can I say something about what you said about, you said, the followers of leader, Peter, Paul, and
Yeah, I follow Paul, I follow Apollos, I follow Christ, yeah. Right.
See, the problem here is this, right?
Okay.
Who are you supposed to follow?
The Most High. Uh-oh, wait a minute.
Okay. I'm not going to say no to that. But he sent somebody.
Okay.
And with a specific mission.
Okay.
And it's when it's not only and it was so much. There's so much I could talk about that, but I gotta say that his mission, once accomplished, it was a message on so many different levels.
Okay.
Fast forward to today. I want to say this. When they castrate, discredit, kill, whatever they want to call our black leaders. These are the messiahs that create that they were. I'm not saying they were 100% right. I'm not calling anybody Jesus other than Jesus. that would cause a crazy thing. Right. But I'm talking about what was supposed to be stood for.
Right.
Was supposed to be. He was supposed to be the leader. Everybody else was supposed to follow him. And even though his mission was to die, he was supposed to carry on what he taught. Now, in fast forward, they're trying to do the work. And they're being discredited. COINTELPRO, these are the Romans. These are the Romans that's what they're doing. It's the same thing. Now, what creates people like me and you, like how we're the leaders, like I can concur with that. I can. But we are here because of the lack of leadership. I shouldn't have to say this. Because none of y'all are really going to follow me anyway. That's why, that's where I come from. Where you're not going to believe me anyway. I might as well tell as much truth as I can.
Okay.
Like, so it's like, you're not going to believe me. You're not going to believe him. And you got to bother somebody because he's greater than me.
Yeah.
I could sit here and say this. Dr. Umar Johnson is greater than me. Louis Farrakhan is greater than me. All of these leaders, because they did more work. They did. And that's something about black people that we don't do readily. We can sit there and watch this dude who went to college for 8-9 years, got this many degrees, and not that degrees are everything. I'm not even saying, I would argue that too, they're not everything. Yeah. But it's all in your work and the practice that you do that I can see where those degrees work. You know what I'm saying? Where if I can't hold a candle to your work, I can't hold a candle to you. That's the truth. Wow. And we got to pick a leader is to bow.
Yes.
Lead me.
I partially. I just heard it said on Jason Black's show. He said, you know what men do? Men will have someone who is in front of us. And if that person is competent at the job of leading, those men will follow that man until he is incompetent. Men have no problem following a man who is competent at leading.
It's the mission.
It's not until they're incompetent or they start questioning the leadership or start questioning the funding that they'll stop following that man. Mm-hmm. Or they'll start bickering and fighting.
The problem is they are discrediting our leaders, not us. Right. And we're just listening to what they're saying.
Yes. Let's talk about Black Lives Matter and the three women who started that.
Okay.
Now, Rob, why did you not follow them three women?
Why did I not follow
Clarice, them? Patrice, P- Patrice Cullors and the other two, Alisa Garza and the other girl. I don't even remember her name, but.
Why did I not follow them?
Yeah, was it because they're homosexual or not?
Yo, now I know what you're trying to hear.
No, I'm asking questions. I'm trying to start something.
No, you're trying to start something.
Why did you not follow them?
Look.
You talking about Umar and Lewis. You're a Christian. Lewis is a Muslim.
Mm-hmm. Lewis also proclaiming Christ, though.
He does. He does proclaim Christ.
Yup. But also...
You ain't even talking about my man, Carnell West. He's a Christian.
Farrakhan reads the Bible at most of his time.
Hold up, but the devil know the Bible, brother.
Oh.
No, wait a minute.
Hold on, brother, brother. No, brother, listen, we can't go deep. We don't even got enough time to go this deep,
no,
bro.
No, I'll just say, I just, yes, the devil do. The devil do. He's just, you gotta understand, well, whoever tells the truth, it doesn't matter who tells the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth. Just because it's saying, he could know that you... No, looking at him and saying he's gonna tell you the truth, and know that you're not gonna listen to him.
But so
that could be your battle to just take truth for what it is, and not who's giving it to you.
But are you okaying us following a man who's following a false religion?
I don't tell anybody to follow anybody. What I'm saying is follow truth.
Okay.
If it's true, agree and don't fight.
I can be down with that.
Do not fight. There's no, I see too many people fighting truth and don't even have a leg to stand on.
Okay. I just wanted to know. So you followed the girls that was running Black Lives Matter, right?
I see no truth in that.
You see no truth in them cops killing black people and them trying to get them cops off the backs of black people.
I say I've never seen Black Lives Matter before the issues.
So they're not doing enough groundwork for you.
It's like you come up after the mess.
Okay.
And try to get the publicity from it. Right. It's like the news.
They're ambulance chasers, as basically, they say. Basically. Dang.
And I think it's very unhealthy because, again, another reason why I'm not following them is because I don't see anything being done. I don't look at protests as something that's solving a problem.
Right.
Well, we do need more than protests.
It was like a temper tantrum to me.
Really?
If you really want something done, we men, if you want something done, you do it. You don't cry. You do it. That's what a protest is. A protest only going to work to let them know that you have an issue. The protest only works to let them know that you have an issue. It does not work to solve the issue.
Right.
You're crying in the streets, you're rioting, you're doing whatever you're doing. A lot of y'all dying out on them streets with them riots. How many people get into the hospital or whatever? Jail sometimes even. Right. So these... They're doing more damage than anything.
Okay. I want to say something. And I know we ain't got much time. But I love where this conversation going. Rob, help me out. I want you to listen to this list. And then I have a question. Free breakfast program. Liberation schools. Free health clinics. Free food distribution program. Mm-hmm. Child developing program, free clothing program, free shoe program, free busing the prisons program, one of the first sickle cell anemia research foundations. This is all coming from the Black Panthers. I have a question. What? Why are you two not Black Panthers?
You take it.
I had a talk with a two Black Panther Party women out in West Philly. I forget their names. It was a couple years ago. I was with my uncle, and we were in the house. My uncle knew one of them, and we were chilling and we were talking. And I, as you can see how I speak, I was really just talking.
Yeah.
And they noticed me basically, and then they asked me the funny thing. They asked me that question too. They said, "Well, why aren't you with the party?" And I knew what they were talking about, but I wanted them to elaborate. I know the party. I watched those movies too. I watched the documentaries and all that. I like it. We had a deep conversation. I'm like, and she said, "Why aren't you with the party?" I said, "Well, where the party at?"
Right.
Ooh. I want to know where it's at, and I want to know how do I attend?
You took my words, brother.
The time, the place, the location.
Right.
I mean, I need all that.
Right.
Don't ask me. That's the problem with Black people. We're asking a fight for this right? We're asking for unity, right? That's why I'm gonna just stay there. We're asking for unity with no place to unite. Where are we gonna go? Well, the Black Panthers called a party. Where is this party at? And if the, and I could be wrong. I could not know. I know that when I lived down North Philly, I was going to the Marcus Garvey Temple.
Oh, yeah.
Almost every week.
Yo. I went to the meetings with the Marcus Garvey. They're in session in West Philly, too.
Everybody in there.
Yeah, I've been to one of them, too.
Muslims, Moors, all types of people.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And we were, they know me by name, so we were all talking. And I would tell them, like, listen, I have no issue.
Right.
I'll be one of the dudes in the Army. Not the American Army. But for our people, yeah. But it's it gotta be somewhere. It gotta be something to come to get me to fight for. I gotta know again that y'all do. But that list, if she would have approached me with that list, I'd have been good.
All right. So
I'd have been good. But only thing I'm thinking about on that list about that's not on that list is programs like for the urban communities as far. I know the Black Panthers weren't that powerful as far as like the economy. They had the things that they could do. But as far as the neighborhoods, getting these bandos out of the way and getting a lot of these lots cleaned up and a lot of these parks. I've seen so many parks in Philadelphia that's just the grass and everything ran over it or is everything all rusty and messed up. I hope no kids is playing here, man. It's just crazy. Yeah. But that's all I'm thinking about. All
right. So we got to cut this short. We're at the end of time. But real quick, if you got something you want to promote, you can do it.
I want to promote my cousin's music label, Dunrich Entertainment. I want to promote people to wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I want them to open your eyes, and when you walk these streets and socialize with each other, I need y'all to be like the ones that's saying that they're about this work. Y'all have to be headstrong on what we need, and stop being an individualist and be for your community. Even if you start with your family, do that and spread it from there. You know, start with yourself, take it to your family and spread it. You know what I'm saying? Friends or whatever. Family is hard to get to, so that's a whole other conversation.
Thank you, Lopsawa.
Right. Thank you, Lopsawa. All right, that's it for us. Follow us on WOC_podcast on Instagram, WOC_pod on Twitter, right? And the Word of Controversy podcast on Facebook, WOC_pod on YouTube, and Word of Controversy podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and sorry about that. And anywhere you can get podcasts. That's it. Good night.